Which is that? Halacha is that although many things which are designated for Hekdesh can be redeemed, pretty much anything which is designated to the Bedik HaBayis can be redeemed, meaning you can transfer that sanctity onto money or something else, and then that item will lose its sanctity, and you'll be able to use it for your own benefit. However, animals which are designated to the Beis HaMikdash, even if they are designated to the Bedik HaBayis, meaning not as korbanos, but for the general upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, for the Beis HaMikdash treasury to maybe sell it and use that money to run the Beis HaMikdash. That also is when it comes to animals, once an animal is designated to Hekdash, it needs to be bought as a korban. That's considered the best use, the ultimate use of Hekdash. And as well as that, even when it comes to bringing it as a korban, if it is possible to bring it as a korban oila, then it needs to be bought as a korban oila. The reason being that a korban oila is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. None of it is eaten, so that is considered the best form, the ultimate way of using the animal, bringing it as a korban oila. However, only a male animal can be brought as a korban oila. Says the Mishnah, Makdish L'chasav, one who designates his possessions to the Beis HaMikdash, v'hoysa behen behemah ru'uya l'gadah mizbeach, and among his possessions was an animal which is fitting to be brought as a korban on the mizbeach. And let's say there were lots of animals, zechorim and kevos, there were some male animals and there were some female animals. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the regular intention of a person when he designates something to the Beis HaMikdash is to designate it to the Bedik HaBayis, for the Beis HaMikdash to decide what to do with it in the running of the Beis HaMikdash. So together with all of his other possessions, which obviously can't be bought on the Mizbeach, so he intends the Beis HaMikdash to sell those and use that money for whatever they need to do. So also when it comes to animals, according to Rabbi Eliezer, his intention is for it to be designated to the Bedik HaBayis. Now, since he didn't designate it as a korban, it can't just be brought as a korban straight away, because he designated it for other uses of the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, we learnt that any animal which is designated to the Beis HaMikdash, even to the Bedik HaBayis, needs to ultimately be brought on the Mizbeach. So what should you do? Says Rabbi Eliezer, Zechorim, the male animals, Yimachru Tzarche Oilos, they should be sold to those people who need a Korban Oila. If somebody is looking to bring a Korban Oila as an offering to the Beis HaMikdash, so this animal would be sold to them, and they would bring that as a Korban Oila. So the animal which was designated to the Beis HaMikdash reached its ultimate use of being brought as a korban, and not only a korban, but a korban oila, where the entire korban is burnt on the Mizbeach, or in a kevos. When it comes to the female animals, the same process is done, but it can't reach the ultimate level of being brought as a korban oila. Rather, yimachru l'tzarchei zivchi shalomim, it should be brought to those people who need to bring a korban shalomim, which is half burnt on the Mizbeach and half eaten. Udmehen, and the money which they get from both the male and the female animals, Yipruim Sh'ornachasim Vedek HaBayis, falls with the rest of the possessions which he designated, that all goes to the Bedik HaBayis. So ultimately, the exact same value which he designated to the Bedik HaBayis ends up going to the Bedik HaBayis, but at the same time, the animals end up on the Mizbeach as korbanos. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua says that when one designates an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, if that animal is fitting to be brought as a korban, then his intention is assumed to be that he's designating it to be brought as a korban. He's not designating it for Bedik HaBayis, like the rest of his possessions which he is designating. Rather, he is designating it straight to be brought as a korban. And therefore, you don't need to start selling it to other people and redeeming its sanctity onto money, etc., like we explained just now. Rather, Zechorim Atzman Yikruvu Oilos, the male animals themselves can be bought as Korbanos Oila, because that is what he designated them for. On Kavos, now when it comes to the female animals, according to Yeshua, one intends for his Korban, unless he specifies otherwise, when he designates an animal, he intends it to be bought as the ultimate Korban, which is, as we learnt, a Korban Oila. However, a female animal cannot be bought as a korban oila. So what should we do? This person intended that it would be bought as the ultimate korban, which means that he didn't designate it as the Bedik HaBayis type of hekdesh, but rather as the korban type of hekdesh. But at the same time, he didn't designate it as a korban shalomim. He designated it as a korban oila, but you can't bring it as a korban oila because it's a female animal. So what should you do? Yimachu l'tzarchei zivchi shalomim. It should be sold to those who need to bring a korban shalomim, just like every female animal which is designated to the Beis HaMikdash. And the money which you get for that, you need to bring korbanos oila with that money, because you originally designated it to be bought as korbanos oila. And the rest of the property of that person which he designated to the Beis HaMikdash, which are not animals, they're not things which can be brought on the Mizbeach, Yiplu Bedik HaBayis, they fall to Bedik HaBayis as regular. Rabbi Akiva says, I see and I agree with the words of Rabbi Eliezer more than the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing for all of the animals. He equated his measure. Rabbi Eliezer said that this person's intention is assumed to be that he is designating it to the Bedek HaBayis. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua differentiated between animals and other possessions. But I, Rabbi Akiva, agree more with Rabbi Eliezer. Because if we're talking about one intention we assume somebody has, it makes much more sense to say that we assume that he has the same intention for all of the things which he designates. Alright, Om Rabbi Papias. Rabbi Papias says, Shamati kedivei shneihen. I heard like the words of both of them, meaning dependent on the scenario, in certain cases I would agree with Rabbi Eliezer, in certain cases I would agree with Rabbi Yeshua. Shahamakdish bepeirush, somebody who designates things to the Beis HaMikdash, and he specifies each item which he is designating. He says, my money, my watch, and my animals. So he specified what he is designating, and he didn't say where each thing is going in the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't say if it's going to be for Bedek HaBayis or for a korban. So in that case, it's Gedivrei Rabbi Eliezer. I would say that the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer, because he listed everything, and even so, he didn't differentiate between where he is designating this and where he is designating that. So we assume that each thing which he specified, he wants to go to the same place in the Beis HaMikdash. And since the non-animals have to go to Bedek HaBayis, so too the animals, v'hamakdish stam. But somebody who designates things to the Beis HaMikdash without specifying each item. So in that case, he hasn't given any indication that he is equating this with that, and saying that I'm designating this, this, and this, all for the same thing. There's no indication of that. So in that case, because of Rabbi Yeshua, the words of Rabbi Yeshua make more sense, though we assume that when one designates animals to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants them to be used for the ultimate use, which is a korban, and even better, a korban oila. One who designates his possessions to the Beis HaMikdash, and among them were things which are fitting to be brought onto the Mizbeach. For example, yenos, wine, shemonim, oil, v'oifos, birds, specifically doves, which can be bought as karbonos on the Mizbeach. Some Mishnais add the word slosos, flour, particular type of flour which can be used for flour offerings. Rabbi Lozo says, yimochu l'tzorcha ose amin, they should be sold to people who need that thing, and with that money, he should bring korbanos oila, because just like we learned in the previous couple of Mishnayos, a korban oila is considered the ultimate use of the hekdesh. And Rabbi Loza actually learns out of a pasuk that anything which is given over voluntarily to the Beis HaMikdash should ultimately be brought as a korban oila. And interestingly over here, it's not enough to bring the bird itself as a korban oila of a bird, because that is still not considered the ultimate korban, because a korban oila of a larger animal is preferable to that, and therefore it should be sold, and then using the money, a korban oila of a larger animal should be brought onto the Mizbeach as a korban. And once again, the rest of the possessions which he designated to the Beis HaMikdash, which cannot be brought as a korban, the non-animal items and the non-wine, oil, and flour, things which can be bought on the Mizbeach, those things go to the part of Hekdesh known as Bedek HaBayis, which is used for the running of the Beis HaMikdash.